Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How come I always start? Okay, this is Wenchia.
And this is Andrew.
And it's a lovely day. Today first day of spring? Yesterday was first day of spring.
Mm-hmm. Spring equinox.
Spring is here. It was raining. We had spring showers. The flowers are blooming. Things are good. Our daughter, Kiki, finally went back to school. So we can get some work done today. Mm-hmm. But Andrew's a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, yes. But I think I'm going to get over it.
Yeah, okay. He's just a little sniffly. So wanted to talk about today quality of life, happiness in general. I was driving back from school, and on NPR they said the U.S. is ranked one of the lowest or number 50 or something out of all the countries in the world in terms of happiness level, and like the happiest country number one is like Scandinavia or mm-hmm. something. And we live in California with beautiful weather and sunshine, yet we don't have, according to the statistics, we don't have happiness. So
do they talk about why?
The biggest thing was they said not just income discrepancy, but access and equality, treatment of people, and what people feel is worth, what their life is worth. And there said there's a high level of anxiety, which makes people feel like they don't do enough, haven't accomplished enough, or mm-hmm. don't have enough, mostly. Mm-hmm. Have enough in wealth and stuff in general, which is kind of sad. And I think, well, we just went to this anxiety seminar at our son's high school, which is talking
about... What was the name of that film?
Oh, Teenage Angst.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was eye-opening, kind of the amount of anxiety our teenagers mm-hmm. are facing, because, yes, there's so much social media out there, there's so much... Again, comparison of stuff. When we were in high school, it was like, you know, what sneakers you wore to school, right?
The circle of friends that you had or acquaintances to compare yourself against was a lot smaller.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Whereas on Facebook and other social media, like suddenly...
Yeah, the kids don't use Facebook. They use Instagram okay. or Snapchat.
But suddenly now you're comparing yourself against, you know, these celebrities, celebrity kids...
Yes.
Superstar athletes, when you thought that you were good, you know, oh, I'm pretty good at soccer, but then, oh, wait, but there's this one other person in yeah. Los Angeles who's
but
like
it's
way
not
better.
Just like
so now you
sports,
don't feel
sports.
So
yeah. Like, I mean, sports, there's always, you know, that competitiveness, mm-hmm. but just regular everyday stuff. Like, my Kenna was like, I need to get this scrunchie. And she was, you know, making her own scrunchies. And I felt very proud of her, and she felt proud of, like, learning to use the sewing machine and making these cute scrunchies. Mm-hmm. And then she saw on Snapchat people are making these other scrunchies that are, like, from what's... Anyway, it was some Netflix show that everybody's watching, so... do you know what... Mm-hmm. Anyways, The Boy Life something. Anyways... So she wanted to get these scrunchies, and I was like, what's wrong with the ones you made?
Get them or make them?
She wanted to get them because she thought she couldn't make them. Because, okay. And then she was looking on Etsy and other, you know, things to buy these scrunchies. And then I was like, what's the ones you made are great. And then she's like, no, they're not the same. They're not as good. And people, you know, don't want my scrunchies. So then I was like, that's not true. Like, people, we actually had sold them at the farmer's market as a fundraiser for their hula competition. And they were very well received. But... Mm-hmm. Just that's what happens is, you know, in her eyes, even though reality was she made a great thing, a great mm-hmm. product, but then looking on Instagram and Snapchat mm-hmm. and seeing what other people are doing, then she's like, oh, mine are not good.
Right.
So then it's like this anxiety that is caused not by reality, mm-hmm. but by something she watched, you know, on social media. Yeah. So
I heard comparison. That bothers me. Comparison is the thief of happiness.
Oh, that's a good saying.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Somebody, happy with their life. So anyways, this got me to thinking today, this evening, I'm actually going to a MIT conference downtown, and it's called Saving the World. And it's right. supposed to be, you know, MIT alumni and other, I would say, MIT business people who are either doing things or creating technology that's going to help save the world. So
okay. I'm not... Kind of like the stuff that Bill Gates Foundation has been looking at.
Yeah.
Right, like these top 10 technologies.
Right. Well, I don't think it's like the top ones, but...
But it's like these low tech but super important things, like yes. better vaccination and, you know, a toilet that doesn't need plumbing infrastructure. Just yes. like these ideas where if we could get them yes. to work cheap,
yes.
then that would save yes. the world.
Yes. Okay. So obviously it hits on things that I care a lot about, you know, building and architecture and the environment. So I'm definitely super excited to go and learn what other people are doing. But then I was telling Andrew this morning, part of me is, you know, I'm anxious about it too, because, you know, we read our MIT alum magazine and people publish, hey, I'm, you know, working on some amazing project or whatever. And then people make announcements and I'm like, I feel like what I'm working on is so, I would say, low level to be worthy of that amount of announcement. And yes, I should, you know, I would, to my own daughter, I'd be like, that's not true. You know, the things I do matter. Mm-hmm. My composting book and helping people build, you know, a home that they're really happy with. So I have that satisfaction of doing those things, and mm-hmm. I know they're of value, but that doesn't mean that anxiety of being have to, I mean, just reading the emails like, reminder, you're signed up to go to this conference, Save the World conference. And it was like, please remember, proper business attire is requested or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh my gosh, already feeling anxious mm-hmm. about that because I haven't put on proper business attire, I think, in like 10 years uh-huh. or more. I don't know. What? How do you feel? Well, you were in the business world, so you like ironed your pants and stuff.
I at least would sometimes iron my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. When you go to these conferences, the people who are showcased, they're doing really amazing work, mm-hmm. and then you can't help but compare yourself to them, saying, "Oh, wow!" Like, that person did this, you know, did all that in like a year or two. And like, what have I done in the last year? And then even though you previously would have felt good about what you did, like now in comparison, you know, you feel that you're just, you know, an underachiever and like you need to like crank it up to the next gear and like you have to catch up to these other people. Mm-hmm. And so that totally is...
Yes, so I, yes, but I would rather it not be a source of anxiety, but mm-hmm. a source of inspiration, you know, mm-hmm. and this kind of, well, here's the thing, maybe it's the MIT label, because when I did the Master Gardener program, and with each lecture, somebody would present, like somebody mm-hmm. would present like canning foods or saving seeds or capturing rainwater, mm-hmm. things like that. And then I was like, instead of feeling like, oh, you know, I should have came up with that, you know, really mm-hmm. great thing, I was like, oh my gosh, super inspired. I'm going to use these tools. And I felt inspired and motivated to mm-hmm. like, you know, continue like what I wanted to do in mm-hmm. master gardening. So for me, I'm like, you have to like change your mindset to be, you know, positive, like getting the information I get tonight, mm-hmm. try to be very positive about it and not have it be anxious about it. Mm-hmm. So I want our kids to learn that too. Like when they see somebody doing really well on social media, not to feel anxious or that what they have is not good enough, but it's just, you know, they feel inspired that this great thing or whoever did this thing is like, be happy for them and happy with what they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, with the Master Gardener thing, you were with a bunch of other people who were also students. Mm-hmm. And the person that was presenting was there to
which was a former student.
Yeah. Whereas this place where you're going, it's kind of more, it seems like, you know, here's all the stuff that we've been doing. And like, what has been your contribution or whatever? And it's like, go mingle and mix and talk about like all the great stuff you guys have been doing. And then you're like, well, I kind of came here to get more inspired and learn about things as opposed to,
yes, well, you know, comparing. Not comparing. I just don't want that. Yes. Yes. The resume part and having to prove yourself or justify, you know, the life you live. And I think, well, this all ties back to the happiness thing, right? People, you want people to be happy of like what they are currently doing. And so you could be happy. Well, okay, so this reminds me of another thing that happened in Taiwan. But I don't know if you remember when we were like we were like in Taipei and then we were going somewhere. And then we met this guy that was like working at the bus station or something. And he was like sweeping or doing that. And then we asked him for directions. And he was so nice and like happy, like, and like genuinely like happy with his job, you know, and he's a street sweeper. But it wasn't just that, like, we met people like in the marketplace who were like selling, you know, buns and dumplings, and they were like genuinely like happy with their work. The people that worked in the 7-Elevens, like the clerks that were in the stores, they were always like just upbeat, I'm saying, in that, you know, this is their job, they're proud of their job. And they're in a good mood, whereas in America, you go to a 7-Eleven or a gas station and you ask somebody for like a little extra something, they're like super pissed off at you for like asking for something, right? So what is that? You know, here we are, you have people doing similar jobs in like similar situations, but yet their happiness level or satisfaction, life satisfaction is like at two different, you know, levels. So... I don't know what the, like...
So how do you get into that mindset? What is it that they're doing or not doing that lets them be happy?
Yes. And I have one other story to add, which I think is very inspiring. Kind of shout out to our custodian at Beethoven, was at my son's school, Pedro. He is also an immigrant to the United States, but he was he took care of the school. He was a janitor, but where he was from, he was this amazing chess player. And after school, he used to play chess with the kids. And my son came home one day after school and he said, "When I grow up, I want to be just like Pedro." Which at first I was shocked. I was like, "What? You want to clean a school?" He's like, "No, I want to have a great life helping take care of, you know, a school and then being able to hang out with kids and play chess and, you know, being like a very happy person." And then like my son was like, what, 8 years old or something, but he saw that, you know, the happiness and like the appreciation of life, and Pedro definitely like exemplifies that, like, appreciation and satisfaction with life that we saw in Taiwan.
It's all very much relative and mindset. There's another really great article that I remember where it was talking about, I think it was maybe 10 years ago or something, but there's some like multi-billionaire in Germany who committed suicide, and the reason was because, you know, this person had made like a big bet on Volkswagen, and there was a scandal, you know, the diesel scandal thing came out where they're cheating on emissions tests. Anyway, so he lost a bunch of money. So instead of having a net worth of like 20 billion, now he was only worth 15 billion. And he just couldn't take it and he committed suicide. So like, that's just ridiculous, right?
Right. It sounds ridiculous, but for him, it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, that's crazy. So that guy, I guess that concludes our message.
Great.
Money isn't everything, and being happy with, you know, what you do in life and where you are is what's most important. So appreciate your family, appreciate what your kids have to say, and you know, be inspired by the little things.
All right.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Also, oh, just one other little thing. If anybody wants to, you know, give input again to how they live their life or ideas they want to share, feel free to hit me up or Andrew. Yeah. Stop us in the neighborhood.
Sure. If you know when she has email, you can send that to her. Or if you know my email, send it to me. Otherwise, like on Twitter, you could do at Wenchia.
Yeah. And okay. I haven't been using Twitter yet. But yeah. I'm literally just learning to be better at Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to just, on the queue, I think we have some boys that are going to come and talk. Maybe some girls too. But right now, maybe a couple of rowing boys that wanted to talk. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.